Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, a program where we talk with the top administrators of Central Kentucky communities and ask them your questions. Joining me today is Richmond Mayor Jim Barnes. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Alan.
Mr. Mayor, we will get to a listener question in a moment, but first I wanted to ask you about the latest on the I-75 connector project. There was a Citizens Advisory Committee meeting a couple of weeks ago, so what was the outcome of that?
Well, you know, this is just a ongoing process, you know, just looking at the feasibility of making a connector road from Nicholasville to the interstate of Boonesboro exit. And, you know, it's kind of like a turtle. It's moving, but moving slow. You know, there's a lot of feasibility studies and what they're actually doing. At the last meeting, they have narrowed it down as to maybe a 5 or 10 mile section of land that there's a possibility that road can go through and, you know, around. And it's really right now just trying to find a route that's feasible and doable. So, you know, it's just it's an ongoing thing. And this will probably go on maybe for another year, I would think.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, another CAC meeting is going to take place Tuesday, March 26th in Jessamyn County, and then there are two public information meetings scheduled for next month. Those would be April 11th, that's a Thursday, from 5 to 8 at East Jessamyn Middle, and Tuesday, April 16th from 5 to 8 at Whitehall Elementary School in Madison County. Now, I understand in those meetings, that is going to be a place where the public is invited to come and give their input.
You know, and now we attend all those meetings. I don't attend all of them, but I let Jason Hart, who is our director of planning and zoning, he's more knowledgeable on stuff than I am. I sit back and just look at the fact finding and, you know, what does it mean to our community and what's the feasibility of it, and, you know, but he does all the technical stuff. So, you know, I've been to a couple of meetings, but I didn't make the last one.
All right, so. It's obviously something that we will continue to watch and inform our listeners about.
Well, I think it is. You know, I think once we get to if and when they get to the point of saying this could be the tentative route, then they'll look at you know, what's it going to cost to buy the land, put the road in, you know. But I think this is going to be a pretty long term process, personally.
All right, our listener question comes from Charlie in Richmond, and he wants to know, what effect, if any, will the proposed layoffs at Eastern Kentucky University have on Richmond's economy?
Well, you know, there's unknowns out there, for an example, that we don't. I'm going to just give you my take on it and my concerns and what I think is going to happen. But number one, anytime that you take $23 million out of any organization, that is a what I call a reoccurring expense or reoccurring revenue. It affects everybody. And the good side of that is, you know, in not knowing what the university's plans are, I mean, if you were just to ask me of saying, how's that going to make an impact? Well, if you told me that they were taking $23 million out of their payroll, well, $23 million is $460,000 a year to us in payroll taxes. Now, that's a big number. But in reality, it doesn't work that way. I mean, and this is, now I'm giving you the best case scenario. The reality is that if there's people going to retire and they do it in a phasing, it will affect us in one way, but it won't affect us so drastically. It's a, you know, it's kind of a gradual thing where, you know, you lose 20 employees through retirement this year, and you lose 15 the next year. I mean, and it's a graduated number. It really won't make a major impact, but to sit down and say it's not going to affect us, it's really not that affects us. It's the fact that the university is not growing that affects us. I mean, I would a lot rather them say that, you know, we're going to increase, you know, 500 students next year, which is $500,000, you know. Yeah, and I start calculating those numbers to add to my revenue, not take away from it, and that's really the underlying thing. It's not necessarily the loss of the $23 million cutback. It's the fact that we're not progressing forward; we're going backwards. and that has long-term ramifications to it. Yeah, I know city government. I can give you all the data you want there, but I don't look at their numbers and their projections. Universities today are, you know, they're just now getting to the point they haven't been exempt from these downturns and these cost-cutting things. And it's unfortunate that they didn't respond to it. You know, I responded to it 2 years ago in our government. And they're just now having to respond to it because their funding is decreasing. And when you, trust me, when your funds decrease, expenses got to decrease. And it's just now hitting them.
What do you think, the long-term prognosis for the university and the and Richmond economy, you know, looking down the road?
What you do is you adapt to what you have. I would be a lot more receptive to a bullish of saying we're increasing here, we're doing this, and we're doing that. But that's not the way it is. You know, we see the cutbacks coming, we respond to the cutbacks. I mean, if the university is cutting back $23 million, that means they're not going to do much. There's not going to be much growth out there for the next 4 or 5 years. You know, that, you know, how can they cut $23 million and the next year increase it $23 million? I don't see that happening. But I think in reality, I'd rather them be at $200 million operating efficiently and in next 10 to 15 years be at $300 million. But if they don't do it that way and it continues to go and run in a deficit, it could be at $150 million. So, you know, sometimes you make good cuts. They're painful, but they're good for you in the long run. And that's what, and they've got... They're no different than we are. You know, they've got. Did I see that UK was raising their tuition this year?
3%.
Yeah, you raise tuition 3% in an economy like this, and it's fragile. And what if the economy goes south again? All those people, can they afford it? I can't speak for everybody, but there's your household is no different than a business. You know, you got income, you got expenses. You know, do you have more income? You do expenses. If not, you better cut back. And that's why universities are. But I think the prognosis is good. I think having a new president coming in here is going to be awesome. I think he's going to bring some new life to the university. This university is a wonderful place. You know, I see nothing but positive things at the university. And what makes it positive is to be aggressive, but to be managed and efficient and do it in a way that's going to be advantageous to everybody. You know, it's one thing to grow $20 million 1 year, but the next year you go back 40, so you got a negative number. Well, if you take a little bit of time and you get to 40, you've done something because it's solid ground. So, you know, I think the university is doing the right thing. They're getting ready. They're just being more efficient and operational. And if they can do that and keep their tuition down, well, it's going to explode.